shock. Rainflower was deeply unhappy in the big building.
Home of ghosts. No man walk here.
It looked as if the animal predators shared her unease. Or more likely, the sectors had been enough of a barrier to keep them out, because there were still several corpses in the last part of the complex.
American and Ruskies.
JB knelt beside one dried bundle of sticks and grinning teeth in rags of uniform. The corpses lay here and there, most still clutching rusted weapons. The firearms alone would have told their story, Kalashnikovs and M16 rifles, the badges and rank markings on the uniforms merely confirming it. Most of the leathery body showed bullet wounds, with broken ribs or fractured skulls, the uniforms often clotted with black patches of ancient blood. Two or three of them were still locked in the throes of hand-to-hand combat, their corpses tangled together, with rusting bayonets buried in dark brown bones.
The way I read this, the fighting was to the wire. Knives, eye to eye. Like the Ruskies were right on the edge of winning control of the base. Then I figure reinforcements arrived and the choppers and tanks and the surviving defenders were saved. But so much damage was done that they evacuated the place on the spot.
Leaving the dead? Surely they would have removed their own casualties.
Not if Skyduck was right around the corner, Doc. Little we know about the last week before the New Kings and the months straight afterward points to a bolt out of the blue, followed by total chaos. Lightning from a clear sky. Ruskies attacking way out here must have been part of a desperate contingency plan. By the time this firefight took place, the odds are that New York and Moscow and all the other big cities were already cosmic dust and rat ash. No time to think about bodies.
No time to think, period.
Is it worth checking out the rest of the place?
Why not? Could be they pulled out so fast they left stuff behind. Stuff we might be able to use.
The only part of the entire base that hadn't been destroyed during the fighting was a store section at the rear end of the main building. It looked as though the skirmish hadn't reached it, as the walls were free from shrapnel or bullet damage. And there were no corpses at the back.
Supplies and armament. Means there's blasters and food, doesn't it, Dad? Could anything still be okay after all the years and the heat and the damp and all?
State of the blasters we've seen means there aren't likely to be any left here still fireable. And I doubt there's eatable food left after close on 100 years. So, don't get your hopes up.
Rainflower was now so bold that she had attached herself to Jack, hanging onto his arm, staring nervously up into his face for a hint of a smile.
We wait outside, get some fresh air. This place stinks of death.
Think I'll join you. I hate these pre-dark tombs.
The other five went on forward, pushing through the door that led to the last part of the base. The air inside tasted of long stillness and decay. JB stopped in the doorway, peering into the dimly lit interior.
If 5 gets 10, there isn't going to be anything worth picking from here.
There seems to be a store of chemicals over on these shelves. I rather suspect that they might have been used in mining or some other sort of industrial research.
Yeah. Iron oxide, barium peroxide powder. Could be right, Doc. Hey, now let's see if they've also got...
Ryan left him, muttering to himself, going on to browse around the rest of the store's area. Ants had gotten into some of the boxes, crumbling them into dust, leaving the weapons inside exposed to the atmosphere. Dean and Mildred wandered with him, staring at the lined shelves in the hope that they might somehow hold something worthwhile.
No good. Waste of time. Let's get outside with the others.
Thought there might possibly have been some sealed first aid kits that could have given us something useful. Like you say, it was all too long ago.
Dean, on hands and knees, burrowed through the pile of dirt and sawdust under the shelves and tables.
Can I stay a while longer, Dad?
5 minutes is all. 5 minutes.
Doc and I have found something, if I can remember how to put it all together.
I think that my chemistry might come in handy for once. I sat in those desks for interminable hours on sunny afternoons when I would rather have been out throwing the pigskin. The utter tedium of science. Volumes of given gases and total internal reflection and osmosis and litmus paper and the lime water equation. Seems so much wasteful gibberish to me now. Except that I think John Barrymore is onto something. Something that would take the leering smiles off the faces of those ghastly slavers.
What is it?
You going outside, Ryan. We need to find bags to hold some of this stuff.
And a strong sealed container to put it in after we've mixed it. long as we don't blow our own fool heads off.
Ryan smiled at their enthusiasm, wondering what JB had stumbled on, knowing from long friendship with him that it was unlikely to be a waste of time. The air outside struck Ryan like a moist blanket, and he breathed through his mouth. Mildred was right behind him.
Turkish bath time, Ryan.
Christy was sitting with Jack and Rainflower, a few yards away from the building, leaning against a tumbled concrete pillbox at the side of a dark swamp.
Where are the others, lover?
Dean's nosing to see if he can discover some long-lost weapon that hasn't rotted to dust.
And John and Dark are playing at being little boys again. Discovered some big deal secret.
No ghosts? Did you see ghosts?
Nothing. Few folks that caught the last train west, close on a century gone. Means some dead bodies. Gone to meet their gods, I guess.
We should go back to the village.
For once, I agree. Been here long enough. Nothing to do or see.
Behind them, Doc and JB appeared from the wrecked entrance to the building. Both carried burlap bags that seemed to weigh heavily. The armorer also carried a plastic bin, about 3 feet high and 18 inches across.
Got what you wanted?
JB nodded, grinning broadly, his fedora pushed back on his forehead.
Of course, most of this stuff is likely way past its use-by date.
Only about a century. Still, plenty of chemicals retain their qualities for a good long time if they're stored in sealed units like most of these were.
What are you going to make? My guess is that it'll either explode or burst into flames. Or both. I can't imagine you, JB, wasting your time on anything else.
Like Trader used to say, Ryan, patience is the greatest virtue.
Yeah. Also used to say the man who waited was a man who likely got himself chilled.
Where's Dean?
Inside.
Doc rested the bags in the grass.
Last time I saw the young imp, he was burrowing under piles of rotted boxes beneath one of the benches. I think that he was hoping to come upon Flint's treasure.
Who Flint? One of the slavers?
15 men on a dead man's chest, Master Lauren. The Black Spot, Cheese and Ben Gunn, Long John and the Barrel of Apples, the good ship Hispaniola. Them as dies will be the lucky ones, Squire Trelawney. Right, Jim, lad. Blind Pew going down screaming under the hooves of the revenue men.
You want to lie down, Doc? Over in the shade?
The old goat was digging out references to a great kid's book called Treasure Island. A rattling yarn.
Dad!
Dean staggered out from the shattered entrance of the base, carrying a big rectangular metal box painted olive green, with a string of coded letters and numerals stenciled white on its lid and sides.
What'd you find, son?
Look and see!
With an effort, Dean managed to balance the corner of the box on the crumbling concrete of the pillbox, keeping it there with his chest.
Dark night!
Ryan looked over his friend's shoulder, seeing that it was a standard Army-issue container of the kind that they'd seen in many old redoubts, virtually all of them empty. This box was more than half full, with grenades. They were of mixed kinds, some with flip-top firing mechanisms, and the rest with two-step buttons, one to arm the Gren, and one to trigger the firing system. They were all a dull metallic silvery color, with bands of different colors around their tops. Ryan could remember some of the color combinations, but not all of them.
Scarlet and blue is the implode, isn't it?
He picked one from the box and weighed it in his hand. He examined the slightly pitted surface of the metal, seeing that there was a trail of thick liquid drying around the top, looking like it might have leaked from the fuse elements.
Yeah, got a fine mix in here, Dean. One or two of everything. That one's a frag, and that's a burner. Nerve gas in that.
Is this a Hi-X? Seen some like this back in the swamps.
Yeah, it is. Quite a fair bit of corrosion in some of them.
They're greased.
No, grease is dried by now. Not surprising after all these years. Bottom of the box is rusted clean through in this corner as well.
There's smoking lights. Think this one's a high alt gran. Remotes, delays, and shraps. It's a good mix, Dean. You did well to find them.
They were buried under a sort of pile of shelves that had been eaten through by ants and fallen down. You think we can use them?
Against the Jaguar people and the slavers, you mean? Don't see why not. Though I'm a bit worried about the stuff leaking from some of them.
All of the friends had taken gleaming grins from the metal box, except for Rainflower, who had moved several steps away from the group.